During the George W. Bush administration, the Central Intelligence Agency captured opponents of Libyan ruler Muammar Gaddafi, tortured them, and then sent them to Libya, where they were almost certain to be tortured in Gaddafi's prisons. This is according to a new report by Human Rights Watch. The report, based on documents found in Libya following the overthrow of Gaddafi last year, says the victims were captured in several countries in the Middle East, Africa, and Asia. Some were held in U.S. facilities in Afghanistan and tortured for months before being rendered to Libya. Laura Pitter is a counterterrorism advisor at Human Rights Watch and author of the report. She says they found hundreds of files marked U.S. in what had been the exterior security building in Tripoli.
Inside those folders were communications between the CIA, MI6, and the Libyan intelligence agency. Those documents revealed in black and white some renditions that had occurred, U.S. offers to rendition and the actual renditions of two key Gaddafi opponents at that time who were heads of the Libyan Islamic Fighting Group. They documented the flight plan, and it said in black and white, we'd like to let you know we have Abdullah Siddiq in our custody and would like to render him to Libya. This is our plan. Are you interested in this? So once we found those, we thought we should really follow up on those and see if there were other people who were returned back to Libya. And we were also aware of a number of people who had been sent back, but we didn't know the circumstances, how long they were detained before they were sent back, what happened to them once they were sent back to Libya. So we just decided to go and do some research in March, and we tracked down a number of people who were in the documents, and then from there, they led us to others. I interviewed a total of 14 people, and was surprised, actually, to find that five of those, before they'd even been sent back to Libya, which in and of itself is a very serious human rights violation, to send someone forcibly back to a country where there's a known risk of torture. And at that time, Gaddafi's record on torture was horrific and well known by both the U.S. and the U.K. But we also found that before they were even sent back, they were held in U.S. custody for long periods of time and subject to very serious abuses.
Were the abuses documented in the material that was found in Tripoli, or was this revealed through the interviews that you did with the 14 former detainees?
No, the documents didn't reveal the abuse at all. So it was just once we interviewed them and we started talking to them that we learned about the U.S. abuse.
At least one of these, a man named Shiroya, was waterboarded, according to his own description. What does this reveal about CIA interrogation techniques? Because this was while he was in CIA custody, not while he was being held in Libya.
The five individuals I spoke to who were in U.S. custody in Afghanistan in two different CIA sites for between 8 months and 2 years, I interviewed them each separately, and each of them recounted the litany of abuses that they had endured during this period. And one of them, Mohammed Sharia, described this situation where he would be brought into this room and told to lie on this plank, sometimes naked, sometimes not naked, strapped down with mask guards around him and a doctor in the room monitoring his body temperature. They put a hood over him, and as his head was tipped backwards, they poured water into his nose and mouth to the point where he felt like he was suffocating. And he said that this happened numerous times over and over again. So he didn't say it was waterboarding, but what he described is definitely waterboarding. But that was just one of many things that happened to him. He was also forced into this tall, narrow room where speakers were directly beside his ears that were blasting loud music. And his hands were suspended above his head, and he was naked in there for a day and a half without food. And he was also shoved in a very small box where he was prodded with long, prickly things from holes that were on the outside, beaten, thrown against walls. It was just a whole array of horrendous acts that happened to him while he was in U.S. custody.
Waterboarding is one specific technique that has a particular reputation, but many of these techniques qualify as torture.
Yeah, I mean, waterboarding has been found even by U.S. courts to have constituted torture in the past. They call it the water cure. There's a long focus on it because troops that are trained in special forces were given training to show how they can resist this if they get into enemy forces that don't abide by the Geneva Conventions. So the fact that the U.S. did this to their prisoners is shocking even to many in the military and even in the CIA. So Yes, it's torture, and there were many things that went on in U.S. custody that were torture.
A spokesperson for the CIA was quoted in the Times today as saying that the CIA is on the record that there are 3 substantiated cases of waterboarding. Does the use of the modifier substantiated mean that other people have to document it before they will admit to it?
That's what it appears to sound like. I mean, the CIA's record for transparency and honesty is rather poor. I mean, they're the ones who destroyed their own evidence of waterboarding. They taped all the waterboarding sessions for a number of different detainees, and they destroyed that evidence. And they've been hiding what's been going on in CIA custody for long periods of time. But yeah, it sounds like they're leaving room for the possibility that there are other unsubstantiated cases out there. And what substantiated means to them, I have no idea. The U.S. really needs to do an actual review of what went on in these facilities. I mean, many people in the U.S., for them, it doesn't seem that important. But this kind of hypocrisy and lack of accountability on the part of the U.S. has really profound reverberations in the Muslim world where most of these people are from. So if the U.S. is going to have credibility on human rights issues in these places, it needs to go back and see whether or not they made mistakes, whether or not any of these things happened, and acknowledge them.
Just last week, the Justice Department ended the last investigation into abusive interrogation techniques by the Central Intelligence Agency against 3 specific agents without bringing any charges. No charges for torture have been brought against U.S. officials other than low-level military personnel. Is the release of this report timed to that announcement at all, or what do you hope to see come of this report's revelations?
We would have hoped that the investigation would still be open so that we could ask that these cases be included. That investigation was only looking at those abuses that went beyond what was authorized, and clearly some of the information that we obtained is about abuses that were beyond what was authorized. So it was very unfortunate timing that they closed that investigation just days before this report was released. We're going to ask that it be reopened. I don't know what kind of investigation they did, but they didn't speak to any of the people that I spoke to. I would think that if you're going to conduct a thorough inquiry about CIA abuses that went beyond what was authorized, you would need to talk to the people who actually were subjected to the techniques. It's in the U.S. national security interest to actually do a full, thorough inquiry, because a failure to do so and a failure to account for abuses just generates animosity and hatred towards the U.S. government.
Laura Pitter is a counterterrorism advisor at Human Rights Watch and author of the report, Delivered into Enemy Hands, U.S.-led Abuse and Rendition of Opponents of Gaddafi's Libya.